June 2nd, 2017. Please draw your conversations to a conclusion. Thank you so much. Like I said, today is June 2nd, 2017. It is 9 a.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for a land use hearing, a continuation from a previous hearing that took place, I believe, on May 15th, 2017. So we're part of the way through this process. We won't be accepting public testimony here today. We've concluded that at the previous hearing, and I think most people in the audience know that. I have prepared a statement on behalf of the county, the board, and I'm going to read that now. I encourage you to turn your cell phones off if you have them, and put them on silent or vibrate. And with nothing further, I'll start the statement. On Tuesday, May 30th, the Board of Commissioners met in executive session to discuss the potential taking element that was raised in the hearing. The issue of this application was addressed from both a policy and liability position, but not the merits of the case and this appeal. Takings are a very serious matter that bear potential huge consequences for the taxpayers. Upon consulting with our legal counsel, we have concluded that state law and the county's Rural Land Development Code does allow for constitutionally acceptable regulation of mining activity without rising to the level of a taking. The question then becomes, at what point can or should the county begin applying its regulatory authority? The Rural Land Use Development Code is generally nonspecific on this point, so we look to state law for guidance. Per ORS 517.750, Section 15A, surface mining is defined as all or part of the process of mining minerals by the removal of overburden and the extraction of natural mineral deposits thereby exposed by any method by which more than 5,000 cubic yards of minerals are extracted or by which at least 1 acre of land is affected within a period of 12 consecutive calendar months. Placer mining has been ongoing in Josephine County since the 1800s. We generally don't regulate the overwhelming majority of mines, as mining activities are highly regulated by state law in various state agencies. Counties are charged under state land use laws to regulate development, but development is technically not occurring here in this application. There is no infrastructure that requires a county inspection at the end of the proposed project. There is no structure, no electrical, no road. There is nothing that requires a follow-up inspection by the county. On the other hand, it is abundantly clear that the state will have a significant role in regulating and monitoring the activity that Mr. West is proposing. The fact that this is in a riparian area has raised concerns from the state, and it is the state's responsibility to address these concerns directly with Mr. West, as opposed to wrapping its parameters into a county land use application. The threshold of 1 acre per year, 5,000 cubic yards, is in the law for a reason. The applicant has been clear that what he is proposing to do falls short of that threshold. Therefore, we hold that there is no local jurisdiction to regulate this particular activity and that a development permit is not appropriate or requisite here. We therefore dismiss this appeal. All fees associated with this appeal shall be refunded to the appellant. Mr. Dole is asked to work with Mr. Hicks to prepare an appropriate order for this issue and bring it back to the board for action. That's the conclusion of the statement without objection to the board, and I have a concurrence that that's the position of the county. So with nothing further, the board is adjourned at 9:04. Thank you so much for attending.